It does look like a regular election campaign. Certainly it sounds like one. Outside a metro station in central Hong Kong, I found a cacophony of political messages blaring out as different speakers from different parties competed for the attention of passers-by. Among these megaphone canvassers were representatives of the Democratic Party, which has consistently called for universal suffrage in elections to the Hong Kong legislature. Currently, only half the seats are voted for by the general public.
It is an awfully hot and humid evening in this very noisy and, I'm afraid, very polluted city. It's not at all ideal conditions for political canvassing, but I've just managed to grab one of the canvassers to talk to me. Low Kin Hay is vice chairman of the Democratic Party. Kin Hay, how's the campaign going so far?
Well, the election is very tight and very keen, and I guess all Hong Kong people, they can sense the tense of this election. So I'm hoping they will go to election in the coming Sunday.
And what for you are the most important issues in this election of Hong Kong's legislature?
The most important issue for the Democratic Party is, of course, democracy, because, you know, not everyone can have the chance to stand for election. They can vet candidates. To us, this is not democratic. And freedom of press in Hong Kong actually deteriorated in the last few years. Many press were now owned by pro-Beijing businessmen, and we can see a very clear self-censorship in quite a number of them. So I would say that it's half democracy in Hong Kong.
And that really is the theme of this election contest, which is striking given all the very pressing day-to-day issues facing Hong Kong. For a start, this city is desperately overcrowded. Everywhere you look, there are these incredibly tall and rather shabby residential blocks which seem to hem you in on all sides. You can barely see the sky, yet even these are still too few to house this city's population. And it is an ageing population, with not nearly enough health and social care to look after elderly people. Yet these and all the environmental challenges have been completely overshadowed in this election campaign by the simple question: what kind of democratic settlement does Hong Kong deserve? And what kind of settlement is it possible for people here to get?
If you compare with the situation 20 years ago, I would say that 20 years ago, people are happy with the return to Chinese sovereignty on the basis of one country, two systems. But now there's a very big change.
Chong Qing is a well-known liberal-minded political commentator here. He believes that a generational shift is behind the increasing demands for more democracy in Hong Kong.
The youngsters are no longer willing to accept the arrangement made under the one country, two systems, seeing the failure of a whole generation of their parents. They want to take their own fate into their own hands. So I'm quite worried because I can sense their impatience. That will cause a lot of tension in future.
The tension has already broken out into the open. Back in 2014, tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of Hong Kong after the Chinese government insisted that any candidate to be Hong Kong's chief executive would have to be approved by an unelected committee. Among those leading this protest was the Hong Kong University student leader Yvonne Leung. Still studying, I spoke to Yvonne Leung in the university's campus canteen, where she expressed her frustration with the traditional pro-democracy political parties here. She's now supporting candidates who have a far more radical demand. They want a referendum, which would allow Hong Kong citizens to vote on whether to declare complete independence from China.
The old discourse of calling for democracy is not enough for Hong Kong. The people who still think we must keep communicating with the Beijing government is too optimistic, because China is actually one of the greatest barriers in our road to democracy. Like, self-determination is one of the last resort, and if the Chinese government does not allow Hong Kong people to have referendum, like, violent action will happen more and more often in the future.
It's hard to overstate how drastic, indeed some would say how dangerous it is to make such an implicit threat. China is a country that doesn't look kindly on secessionist movements, whether they want to vote for independence or fight for it. Calls for separation in Tibet and in the western province of Xinjiang have been firmly repressed. Here in Hong Kong, six candidates in this coming election were deemed to be calling for independence, so this month they were barred from standing. Not that this put a lid on their demand. On the contrary, it seems to have spread. The Kowloon Cricket Club is a century-old bastion of Hong Kong's establishment, which echoes to the sound of bat on ball as members attempt to improve their game with practice in the nets. Among the members here is David Mok, a middle-aged businessman, educated at a British boarding school and with a cut-glass accent to prove it. Yet even he is now throwing in his lot with Hong Kong's radical candidates in this election.
You can see in the last few years gradual erosion of all our freedoms and all our values. Police beating down on protesters with tear gas. And sometimes I even fear for myself. If I post the wrong word on Facebook, will I get a knock on the door in the middle of the night? Hong Kong is losing its uniqueness. We're just becoming another second-tier Chinese city. And a lot of these 20-something-year-olds are now up in arms, and I'm giving them my vote.
Do you at least understand the position of the government in Beijing? I mean, here we are sitting in the Kowloon Cricket Club, a reminder that Britain did take over a part of China and owned it for more than a century. And the Chinese government is simply saying, look, this is part of China. It was always part of China. And now we would like it to be part of China. Perhaps, as you suggest, they do want it to be part of China like any other city.
I think China's problem is what they want is the heart of Hong Kong people. They want us to feel that we belong to China. The Chinese Communist Party are so used to having complete control of the media, complete control of the legal system. I guess that they must be really pissed off that we have this corner in China where revolutionary thoughts are allowed to fester. This is not what's supposed to happen.